You are tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My final guests today are representing Annie Kales. We've got Rick Clare. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Shelley.
And we also have Colleen Goldrich, who is trying to get connected. I hope that when she does, she'll be able to jump into the conversation here. But in the meantime, it's just going to be you and me, Rick.
Okay.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about Annie Kales for those who don't know? It's a gallery and a shop here in downtown Juneau, and you're an artist, so you presumably have a connection there based on your artwork.
Yeah, you know, Annie Kales has always had kind of a special meaning to me because Annie Kales opened the shop down on the Merchants Wharf back in 1975, and that was the same year that I got to Juneau. And I kind of got to know Annie over the years and you know, sold a few pieces of work while she owned the shop. And then I'm not sure how many other owners it's passed through, but Colleen is now the current owner. And, you know, she's really great, really, really supportive and great at promoting the artists that she represents. And my wife, Linda, saw Colleen being interviewed on TV several weeks ago about the effect that the coronavirus pandemic was having on downtown businesses. And, you know, I think everyone is aware of the fact that tourism in the spring and summer was non-existent. No cruise ships, no crowded streets, no float plane traffic. And Colleen even mentioned that she'd had to close the gallery for a couple of months. So that kind of got me thinking. I thought, you know, here's a gallery that represents a lot of really great artists, and not only locally, but, you know, statewide and even out of state. And again, as I say, she's been so supportive of the people at the gallery. And I thought, gosh, maybe, you know, there's a way that we can sort of help her out, you know, pay her back. And so I, you know, came up with this idea of, you know, perhaps some kind of fundraiser or an auction, you know, where the people who sell their work through the gallery would donate a piece. And then over the course of, a week, you know, they could bid on pieces. I think they've set up, Colleen has set up bidding online, or they can come on down to the gallery and take a look at the pieces and, you know, submit a bid. So, anyway, apparently, you know, it was just an idea, but it kind of took off, and she had got a great response from, you know, the artists and craftspeople. So,
Colleen is on the line now with us. She finally made it. Hi, Colleen.
Hi, I'm so sorry. Thank you. I always experience technical difficulties.
That's okay. If you could get a little closer to your microphone, that would be helpful. And I
can
was
you hear me better now?
Not really. But would you like to share a little bit about Annie Kales, your connection to it, and a little bit about what the store is like? No, sorry, we cannot hear you. I'm so sorry, Colleen.
You know, can I? I could take up some time here, Shelley. Annie Kales is kind of a landmark. I mean, I doubt if there's anybody in town that doesn't know about Annie Kales, because they're, you know, it's been there for 45 years now. It's you know, it doesn't close down when the tourists leave. It's open year round. I know a lot of people, that's their first stop if, you know, if they have to buy a gift, if they're looking for artwork, or, you know, just want to spend a lunch hour kind of immersed in the arts. So it's, you know, it's a pretty special place.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are familiar with it, and it has recently moved around the corner from where it was before, too. So that's interesting as well. And it's funny, you go in there and it's so exactly like the way it was when it was on Front Street, that I walk out and I'm confused and disoriented because I'm like, wait a second, I'm not on Front Street. You're absolutely right. It's a landmark. And so as you were mentioning, you're here today to talk about the gallery benefit auction of artists' work for Annie Kales. And you talked a little bit about how that came to be as the summer tourism was decimated and you had the idea that artists represented by Annie Kales could donate items to be auctioned as sort of a fundraiser. So the details I have here is that it runs on Friday afternoon, October 2nd through 5 p.m., Sunday, October 11th. How will the auction work?
Oh, you know, it's actually, I think when I sent that information in, it's actually going to start at 10 in the morning. You know, normally a good Friday, or excuse me, first Friday would start usually, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock after people are getting out of work. But, you know, because of the COVID thing, Colleen thought it was a better idea not to try to, you know, get a crowd gathering there at the gallery. And so, you know, opening it earlier in the day and having it run instead of just through the weekend, you know, for the entire week, I think it's due to conclude on October 11th. That's a Sunday at 5 p.m.
Okay. And you said some of the work that's available to be auctioned off is you can view it online. What is the website for Annie Kales?
That's a good question. That was a question that Colleen was supposed to answer, and I should know it. Let me hang on just a moment here. Let's see. Do you have it there, Linda?
I'm so sorry to interrupt. We are running out of time here, and I think that folks can probably look it up. And so from what I understand, you can view the work online, and then you can come into the physical location, the store, and place your bid there?
Exactly. Right. And it's
AnnieKales.com. Well, hey, that's easy enough. Well, Rick, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Colleen, I know you're on the line. I know you can hear us. I'm sorry we can't hear you. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. That is live radio, folks. You never know what's going to happen. Thank you so much for sharing all the information about the auction. Best of luck. I'm really hoping for a good outcome for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Shelley. Much appreciated.
Thanks for being on the show today. Take care, you too.
All right. You too.